I'm Jermaine Griggs, and welcome to my Hold You By The Hand 4-week online training program. I am so glad that you've joined me here, and I know that we're going to learn a lot. You're going to have fun while you do it. I want to take you step by step and show you everything I know about creating online communities, from the Web 2.0 aspects to the technical aspects to actually growing your communities from the ground up. So I look forward to a wonderful 4 weeks together, and even the bonus 5th week. I invite questions. I look forward to the actual email interchanges and the actual coaching over the phone. And I just want to thank you, and get ready, because I have a lot of information. I consider myself an over-deliverer, so don't be overwhelmed. Just take it one step at a time. I release these every week to you, but don't feel that you have to get it the first day it comes out. You know, take one section the first day, you know, another section the next day, and, you know, just take it step by step, one chunk at a time, and I promise you that you will digest it, because I was the same way. There was one time when I knew nothing about any of this stuff, but I took it one step at a time, and some would call me a guru, some would call me an expert. You know, I just know a lot, and I enjoy what I do, so it shows. And so I'm going to take you behind my business, I'm going to take you behind my community, in hopes that you'll be able to have a solid, in fact, a rock solid plan on what to do next. So this is the Hold You By The Hand 4-week online training, and you can get more information at stickymarketer.com using your login username, and at nittygrittymarketing.com about myself and other products and resources. So I'm going to begin by basically telling you who I am. Many of you know me, you know my story. The date of this particular coaching session, I am 24 years old, and many people laugh when they hear that, because it's like, hey, Jermaine, you're only 24. You're the age of my son or daughter, or you can't even rent a car yet, or you can barely gamble. You can barely drink. There's so many things you can barely do. You're still a kid. You haven't lived life. You know nothing, or to that effect, except the last one. And so I just want to tell you my story briefly, a couple of minutes, just to refresh you, so you know who I am, you know where I come from, and you know why I am the way I am. I basically, since I could remember, at the tender age of 8 years old, have always wanted to be a businessman or an entrepreneur. Didn't know what the word was, didn't know how to spell it. We were poor. We lived in the inner city. I had loving parents, my mom, my grandmother. I lived with my sister. And we lived in what you would call probably the projects, a big living community. And, you know, my mom always worked. She was a cardiologist. No, I take that back. She transcribed for cardiologists. She was like a secretary, assistant, transcriber, or I guess you would call a transcriptionist. But I guess we never made enough money to really just keep up. So, you know, while things were great, loving, caring, took us to church, great family. My parents never did anything bad, never smoked, never drank, or, you know, wonderful family in that sense. But on the other end, I could never enjoy the things my friends would do, you know. I couldn't bring them to my house, or, you know, Game Boys and things like that. You know, mom would rack up a big credit card bill for it, but we never really had what other people had. So at the tender age of 8, 9, I found myself really trying to change things around me. As innocent as I was, as naive as I was, I'd be, you know, in the back of Penny Savers, pretty much, you know, calling phone numbers and voicemails and getting on all kinds of lists. You know, there was no internet for me back then, but I was on somebody's direct mail list, because I was getting all kinds of stuff. 42-year-old truck driver makes $10,000 a month. I'm like, that is heaven. That is paradise. And a long story short, I started selling Avon at 12 years old after calling an ad. The rep came. I couldn't sign myself up, so my mom signed me up. And a couple months later, signed my grandma up in my downline, and signed my mom up in her downline. So, you know, we had a whole family operation going, and you probably are chuckling to yourself, but, you know, I would have really had you. You would have been my customer. You would have bought everything from me. I would have had you on recurring billing. You know, hey, Mrs. Johnson, you need some more soap. You know, that was a 4-week supply, you know, stuff like that. Didn't do it in high school because, you know, just kind of some conflict. I didn't want to sell feminine products and stuff. So I moved on, did prepaid legal. I did stationery for people, did all kinds of stuff. I was just your go-getter kid. I was the entrepreneur. I wore khakis. I saw myself at a place that I wasn't at yet, but I just could see it so clearly that, you know, when I went to Office Depot, those oak desks and office setups, I was like, I wish I had that file cabinet. Well, other kids, you know, wish they had Game Boys and stuff. So it was different, you know. I wouldn't call myself weird, I'm a regular person, but I just had this burning desire, as you would probably read about in the book, Think and Grow Rich. That catapulted me into finally considering my passion, which is playing piano. And I had been doing that also since around the same age, 9-10 years old. So by the time I was 16, I've been playing for about, you know, 6-7 years or so. And I could easily play anything I heard on the radio. I played for a variety of churches in the community. And so people started asking me to teach their kids, and I'd make workbooks for them, having no idea that that would lead me into hearandplay.com soon online, trying to sell these same workbooks that just started as a way for me to only do the work once and teach the kids with those workbooks over and over again. And that led to me finally, you know, I tried to sell them in laundromats. That didn't work. I did a few ads in the same Penny Saver, since I was always the one answering ads. I figured there would be other people answering ads on wanting to play piano, but that didn't work as well for me, and I didn't know what I was doing anyway. Finally went online at the turn of the millennium, almost into 2001, I believe it was August, and started hearandplay.com, and the rest is history. Was making $500-$600 in high school around 2000. Enough for prom, winter formal, all that kind of stuff. And finally, come college, 2002, about a year or so and some change later, I really got serious about this thing, guys. I was online, I'm searching how to do this, how to do that, how to market, how to advertise, how to drive traffic, you know, all those things we all type in. And came across Corey Rudel, Internet Marketing Center, and bought their course, and I just dissected it. I just tore it apart and started just changing my website. And March 2nd, 2002, was when I released my new website, Internet Marketing Style. Before that, I had no clue. And when I would only make $500, $600, $700, if I'm doing good in a month, March 2nd, 2002, March 2nd, 2002, I woke up with $500 in sales. Imagine me, freshman in college. I only made $500-$600 in a month. Woke up with $500 in sales. I had to be like 6-7 product sales. And by the end of that day, it kept coming in. I had AOL back then. I don't use it now, but you got mail. That was, it might as well have been saying you got money. And in fact, I actually did. I recorded an MP3 file, and I actually replaced it for that guy saying, "You've got mail." And I had it with my voice saying, "You've got money. You should try that if you still use AOL." But by the end of that day, $1,100 in sales, and my life hasn't been the same ever since. I mean, it came back down to about a constant $300, $400 a day, and we'd make about $175. $1,000 in 2002. That next year in 2003, as I started implementing more internet marketing strategies, autoresponders, affiliate programs, pay-per-click, all the nine yards, you know, really refining my copywriting, all that stuff, you know, that we probably really take for granted these days, start refining that. It seems like the more I did, the more I make. You know, people would joke, man, everything you touch turns to gold, because at that stage in my business, I mean, I implement one new thing and I could almost double sales, you know, because of what, you know, what I didn't know, the lack of knowledge right there. And so by the end of 2003, we'd do nearly $400,000. 2004, we'd do $570,000. 2005, we'd reach up to $800,000 in sales, teaching people how to play piano, guys. Courses, $60 courses, videos, DVDs, software. Into 2006, we did $1 million in sales, just crossed over that point. And this year, 2007, we're on track to do $1.4 million teaching people how to play piano. And now we're moving on to guitar, vocal, drums. So that's my story. That's where I come from. That's why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I've been on both sides of the track. You know, like my grandma would say, I'm not where I want to be, but you got to be thankful because I'm not what I used to be. And that is my story. I mean, I actually have a few pictures using Web 2.0. Might as well, huh? Using Web 2.0. Here's a few pictures of my family. There's my little girl, Jaden. My wife has a daughter, Mommy and Me line. As you can see, those are clothes she designed. You know, family here. And I got to show pictures of my mom and grandma. So here's my mom and my little brother there. Here's my grandma. She has her eyes closed there, and here's my sister. See, so I'm using the Web 2.0 to get you guys personal with me, and you can see the power in it. So we know who I am. You know my story. Now, what do I expect for you to get out of this 4-week training program with me? Number one, I want you to become highly educated about online communities and engagement marketing. Engagement marketing might sound pretty new, or you probably never heard of it. Maybe you've heard it once or twice. I'm going to really delve into that. It's what the whole basis of social networking and communities and this whole Web 2.0 era is founded upon. Number two, how to gain. I hope for you to gain an in-depth knowledge of Web 2.0 and where the internet is going. And I don't even want to say where it's going, pretty much where it has arrived. It's not really a destination. This internet is a journey. I can't wait till Web 3.0 people are talking about. And lastly, I want you to know exactly what to do to get your community started and how to ensure its success. So I consider myself a very specific type of person. And so I don't really have a time limit. I'm going to go till I feel I've conveyed myself enough. Of course, I have an outline and prepared plans and PowerPoints and things like that. But I'm really going to go until you get it. And I'm sure folks won't mind. Okay. So how do you get the most out of this program? I just want to introduce you to something I really live by. I'm an information junkie. That sounds kind of negative when people say that, but for me, it's all positive. I thrive on new information and new strategies because I understand that if just one thing I can implement changes my business or produces 20% increase or 30% increase, some things 200% increase, you know, doubles, triple sales. If I can just learn one thing, you know, it was all worth it. So I'm constantly learning. And the learning pyramid, which was published by National Training Laboratories in Maine, actually said, if you're lectured on a topic, if you sit in on a lecture, you'll probably remember 5% of it. If you read something, you remember 10%. If you hear and see something like you're doing right here, like an audio visual or Camtasia, you'll probably remember 20%. If you're demonstrated something, you're also demonstrated stuff here as I go to the real web and show you live, you'll get 30% of it. If you discuss something in a group, 50% of it. And if you do something, if you practice, if you take action, you'll remember, you'll retain 75%. And lastly, and this might not apply to everybody, but if you teach something, if you teach others, 90% retention. So it's great for me to convey my thoughts to you, because the more I do it, the more it gets further ingrained in me. And of course, if you're along this line, it's 20%. So you really need to get out there and do it. So I encourage you not to just sit back and say, wow, that gentleman's going over a lot of information. But I encourage you to pause, stop, take notes, get that writing in there. Lecture, this doesn't work. This does not work here. You cannot learn with the lecture. 5%. You got to get it here, okay? Or you'll forget it. If you don't use it, you will lose it. So that's just what I want to get out of that. And there's a visual aspect of it. And has nothing really to do with what I'm going to teach you. But it's a good philosophy. And, you know, just a good thing to know.